Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM. Hope you are enjoying your weekend. It is a Saturday, October 23rd, getting you ready for week 7 of the National Football League. We'll talk about the game that took place on Thursday night between the Denver Broncos and the Cleveland Browns, as well as the week 7 teams that have a bye for this week. Quite a few teams have a bye this week, so we'll talk about that. But before we do any of that, let me remind you that the show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain. It's the official limousine service of the Mean Gene Show. There's absolutely no way you can experience Las Vegas until you ride in a Presidential Limousine by Captain. If you come to Las Vegas, make your reservations now by calling 702-438-5466, or you can text them at 702-410-6057. They will respond to you right away. The show is also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino. Experience the award-winning soul of Motown. That's a high-energy concert-style musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. This is a must-see show during your Las Vegas vacation getaway. For reservations, please call 888-796-3564. That's 888-796-3564. All right. As I mentioned, it's week 7 of the National Football League. But before I get into football, let's talk a little bit about the baseball. Now, I'm in Los Angeles, California. I'm actually staying downtown Los Angeles. Been here for a couple of days. Had a chance to get out Wednesday night to see game 4 of the National League Championship Series between the Atlanta Braves and the Dodgers. Unfortunately, the Dodgers lost that game, but they did rebound on Thursday to extend that series 3 games to 2. The Braves are still up, and they could win the National League pennant over the Dodgers in game 6, or if the Dodgers continue to play like they did in game 5, they can force a game 7. So just exciting baseball here in Los Angeles. And of course, I am also here for the Lakers and the Phoenix Suns. So it's just rare that I get to see the Lakers and the Dodgers in the same week. So anyway, you have to take advantage of that when you can. So, all right, so we record the show on Friday because we try to wait to get the Thursday night game out the way. So we got the Thursday night game out the way. So now we can talk about everything that's going to be happening in week 7. And also remind you that there are quite a few teams that have a bye this week. The Bills, the Cowboys, the Jaguars, the Chargers, the Vikings, and Steelers. Good Lord, that's a lot of teams. So, you know, it's going to be a short week as far as games this week. Once again, the Bills, Cowboys, Jaguars, Chargers, Vikings, and Steelers have a week 7 bye. So you expected the Jaguars to have that week 7 bye because of the game they played over in London. So, but that's a lot of teams. So anyway, last week it was the Falcons, Saints, Jets, and 49ers. So we'll talk about how I did last week in week 6 of the National Football League. I actually got 9 wins and 5 losses. The 5 losses, the Lions, the Bears, the Chargers, and who else did I lose? I lost the Browns. Because I had the Browns beating the Chiefs, and then I lost the Patriots. I had the Patriots upsetting the Cowboys. That didn't happen. Had the Bears beating the Packers. But, boy, that game went totally opposite than what I expected. And, of course, I'm always picking the Detroit Lions to get their first win. So, okay, this week probably won't be any different. I just have to see who they're going to be playing this week before I can really say that. But, man, they're going to get that win, and it's going to be a joyous occasion for that team once they get that win. Okay, so let's kind of recap what happened on Thursday night between the Browns and the Denver Broncos. The Denver Broncos, man, this team is going in a complete different direction than when they started. They started the season 3-0. Remember, you had the Raiders, you had the Chargers, you had the Broncos all were sitting up there unbeaten until I think the Chargers and the Raiders, they met up, and the Broncos, they were 3-0. They have lost 4 straight now. They are 3-4. The Browns beat them Thursday night 17-14, and they did it without Baker Mayfield. They did it without Kareem Hunt. I mean, you know, I tell you what, the next man up mentality in the National Football League is, I mean, that is true to form. And just ask D'Ernest Johnson, 22 carries, 146 yards, and a touchdown. And if you're watching the Browns, you're like, who are these people? You've heard of Case Keenum. He's sort of like that one backup quarterback that can get out there and get it done, almost like Ryan Fitzpatrick. But Case Keenum got out there and got it done, 21 of 33, 199 yards, and a touchdown. But D'Ernest Johnson, wow. If you had him in your fantasy football lineup, I'm sure you put him in there as the backup. But he got it. He didn't let you down. 22 carries, 146 yards, and a touchdown. So now the Cleveland Browns are 4-3, and they are just hanging right. They're hanging tough in that AFC North because it's going to be, unlike last year, I don't know if three teams are going to make the playoffs from the AFC North. You had the Browns, you had the Ravens, and you had the Pittsburgh Steelers last year. Chances are you're probably going to get two of those teams in there this year because things are just so interesting in the AFC, especially over in the AFC West with the Raiders and the Chargers. So we'll keep an eye on that. But anyway, Browns get the win, and they had to be relieved knowing that they didn't have their regular starters out there. But that was a much-needed win there on Thursday night for the Cleveland Browns. So let's go ahead and look at what's happening for Week 7. We'll go ahead and get started with the first game. That's going to be an AFC North matchup. The 4-2 Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens. You know, I almost forgot about the Bengals there at 4-2, but this is going to be a good one because, you know, the Ravens have been, you know, rolling here lately. They beat the Chargers last week, 34-6. I had the Chargers going in there sort of slowing them down. So now this is a home game. I don't know if the Cincinnati Bengals are going to get this, but, man, I got to make a selection here. So I am going to say that the Ravens continue to roll. I can't really justify how the Bengals are going to get it done. Now, Joe Burrow and the Bengals, they really went in there and handled Detroit last week, 34-11. It wasn't one of those close games that Detroit has been playing. And, man, you know, I'm just really feeling bad for the Detroit Lions because, you know, they played so many close games there. Last week was not one of them. 34-11, they lose at home. And the Cincinnati Bengals, that was a pretty good outing last week. So now these division games here are a little bit closer, a little bit tougher. You know, I'm looking for the Ravens to sort of drop, but Lamar Jackson is looking like the league's MVP. And we're talking about through 6 weeks of football or 7 weeks of football. So I got to take the Baltimore Ravens in this game. All right, the next one we have is the Washington football team, 2-4 at the Green Bay Packers. Same thing with the Green Bay Packers. They are really coasting. You know, Aaron Rodgers went up in Chicago and showed out last week. Told the fans, hey, I own you guys. I own you guys. And he did the discount double check. And you don't want to get, if Aaron Rodgers is getting fired up, his teammates are only going to, you know, get right behind him. And they are just going to be, you know, a tough team to beat in the NFC. So I know the Washington football team, now they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs 31-13. You knew that the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes would get it together at some point in time. And last week they did a big win for the Chiefs last week. So it's going to be another tough game here. So you play the Chiefs 1 week, then you got to go on the road and play the Packers. I don't know. It's going to be tough for the Washington football team. So I'm going to go with the Green Bay Packers to win on Sunday. All right, the next game we have is the Atlanta Falcons, 2-3 at the Miami Dolphins, 1-5. So the Miami Dolphins are in a very interesting situation because this week trade rumors continue to mount. And I don't care how much Brian Flores has stated that, hey, we want high character guys on this team and this, that, and the other. You know, it seems like Deshaun Watson is going to be with the Miami Dolphins in some form or fashion. Now, I know you're saying, hey, they have Tua Tagovailoa, and why would they even be interested? Tua Tagovailoa hasn't really had a chance. You know, he's you know, suffered some injuries in his short career. But the Miami Dolphins did draft this guy high in the first round. So to give up on him, I don't know. I mean, you're not going to have Tua and Deshaun Watson on this team. And then with Deshaun Watson, you know, you have so many uncertainties. So what would you do? you know, if you bring him on, and when would he be ready to play? So there's a lot of questions there, but it just seems like, because when you look at trade pieces and everything, the Miami Dolphins have what the Houston Texans want. They have those picks that they could possibly get and use to make them better. So let's just kind of see how this thing is going to play out, because I know the NFL, the trading deadline is going to be coming up soon, but the rumors, I believe the rumors got to be true. I think they are going to sign Deshaun Watson at some point in time. So let's see how that goes. But anyway, last week they go over to London and lose to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, I called this one. I just saw it, because the Jacksonville Jaguar organization at one particular time, man, they were just really good overseas in London. And it seemed like the fans were really gravitating to them, although I saw a lot of Miami Dolphins jerseys up in there in the stands there in London. But, you know, big win there for Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence. They get that first win, and how about it, they get a bye this week to kind of really, you know, look at things and get it together. They got that first win of the season. But this particular game right here, and looking at the Miami Dolphins, now the Falcons were actually on a bye because they had completed the previous week over in London, so they didn't have a game last week. So they should really be, you know, well rested and ready to go. So this is going to be interesting, because you have, you know, both teams coming off this, you know, London trip here. And I got to think that the situation with Tua Tagovailoa is going to get interesting. He comes out and doesn't have a good game. The game is in Miami, by the way. So that's just going to really, you know, improve Deshaun Watson's chances of getting in there. But it's still a risk either way you look at it. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to take Matt Ryan. I'm going to take Cordarrelle Patterson, who's been surprising people here of late, and Mike Davis as well. I'm going to say that the Atlanta Falcons are going to win this game on Sunday to improve to 3-3, get to 500. I think that's what's going to happen there. So the next game we have, the New York Jets 1-4 at the New England Patriots 2-4. So this is going to be interesting as well, because I just don't see how the Patriots are going to lose another game at home. Last week was devastating. You know, they played the Dallas Cowboys really well. They lose in overtime 35-29. Defense gave up just, oh man, a big touchdown pass in overtime to CeeDee Lamb. But for the most part, the game was really, you know, kind of close back and forth. I mean, they would make some mistakes there, but they would recover. Mac Jones is looking really, really good there. He's playing with a whole lot of confidence. And then last week, Damian Harris rushed for a season high 101 yards and a touchdown. So he's been kind of doing that on a regular basis there, getting over the 100-yard mark. But, and then you got the Jets. Now, the Jets played against Atlanta that previous week, in week 5, over in London. So they lose. They are well rested. But this is an AFC East conference game, and I just think that the Patriots are going to win this game. They should improve to 3-4, and the Jets should drop down to 1-5. All right, the next game. Carolina Panthers 3-3 at the New York Giants 1-5. The game is going to be played at MetLife Stadium in New York City. Giants lose to the Rams last week 38-11. Seems like everyone is losing to the Rams, and Matthew Stafford just had a field day on that Giants defense. The Panthers, they lose. Now, I actually had the Panthers beating Minnesota last week. They lose in overtime 34-28. Something's got to give here. I think the Panthers are just a better football team than the Giants. I know the Giants are eventually going to win more games, but I just don't see this one happening. I think the Panthers are really going to, you know, try to get over 500, even though that division, they're in that division with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and it might be a two-team race in the NFC South between the Saints and the Bucs. Or even, you know, the Falcons. It just might It might get tight. You never know in the end, but I think it's a two-team race. But, the Panthers are not going to just give up like that. They win this game on Sunday, they will improve to 4-3. And the Giants have dropped to 1-6. And Joe Judge, how many coaches, are the Giants going to be patient enough to let Joe Judge finish the season? Because they have had a couple of different coaches, over the last couple of years. And since replacing Tom Coughlin, the guy that brought them a couple of Super Bowls there. And it's just, I don't know what it is in New York. I don't know what it's going to take for them to, to get over the hump there. But man, they go to 1-6. It's gonna be a very, very long year. And then they stand to get a very high draft pick. So let's see what the chatter is gonna be about in New York as far as what direction they're gonna go in if they continue to slide. Because man, they're looking at that. The Detroit Lions would have the number one pick if it all was decided today, but the Giants are right there, and I know Detroit is going to eventually win. So it's gonna be a battle to see what's gonna happen there there in New York. But I got the Panthers winning this game on Sunday. All right, the next game: Kansas City Chiefs 3-3 at the Tennessee Titans 4-2. Man, now this is going to be a good matchup. If you watch that Monday night game, Tennessee Titans defeated the Buffalo Bills 34-31. I had Tennessee winning that game, and I just felt like the Buffalo Bills were riding high there. And now things are really, really, really tight in that AFC. The Titans are just right there now with Buffalo and the Chiefs. This would be a huge win for them to get back in the winning column. They go to Washington last week and win 31-13. They're 3-3 right now, so you got a 3-3 team at the Titans 4-2. And this is not your typical, 3-3 Chiefs team. So I think the Chiefs are really starting to get it together. But if the Titans could just, and this is a huge game because these teams could see each other in the playoffs, just like Tennessee and Buffalo could be in the playoffs. This would be huge because if the Titans could win this game on Sunday, they could almost shut the door on the Chiefs and the Chiefs' playoff chances because things are just really tight in that AFC. And if the Chiefs go to 3-4, they could mathematically be out of it this early in the season. I know there's still plenty more season left, but this would be huge. So I got to pick somebody, and it's really tough. That's why I'm stalling time here. I'm going to go with the Titans. I'm thinking the Titans will take advantage of the fact that, they had a big Monday night game there, a national audience, and now they got another game here at home right there at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. I'm going to say the Titans are going to knock off the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. That's my selection. Next one, let me even go back and talk some more because, man, Derrick Henry, he rushed for 143 yards and 3 touchdowns last week. And I mean, this guy's just unstoppable, and it doesn't really look like he's running that fast. But, I mean, you got some of the quickest guys in the NFL playing defense back there in the secondary, and they cannot catch this guy. And he is not a small guy. And it's just amazing to see somebody so big and strong just run like that. And he gets in that open field, you are not going to stop him. So Kansas City Chiefs going to have their work cut out for him. And their defense has just not been the best this year. And here they're, playing a big-time opponent here. I know they handled Washington last week, but the Titans are a lot better than the Washington football team. So we'll see. But I got the Titans winning this game. Chiefs going to 3-4. And, man, that conversation is not over. And as a matter of fact, it might just be getting started. So let's see. All right, the next game we have the Detroit Lions 0-6 at the Los Angeles Rams 5-1. Now, this game is more interesting than the records indicate. I know this is an uphill battle for the Lions. You're asking the Lions to win their first game against the Rams. Now, I tell you what I do like. I like how Dan Campbell called out his quarterback, because I know it was tough for him to do. I mean, come on, just a couple of weeks ago, this guy was on TV crying because, man, his team was playing so damn good and they didn't get a win. So the following week, he gives a press conference. I mean, what else can he say? You know, he's looking at his quarterback, Jared Goff. Now, this is the two teams that were involved in the monumental quarterback trade. Jared Goff used to be with the Rams. Matthew Stafford used to be with the Detroit Lions. And this is, I mean, you know, 0-6 versus 5-1, it's a no-brainer when you're looking at the picks. But it's not that easy because Jared Goff has an opportunity to go back to Los Angeles and get even, so to speak. You know, hey, Sean McVay, you guys gave up on me. You didn't want me. And his coach just set him up perfectly by saying, hey, man, you got to step up. You step up now. This would be monumental. And I know I have said that I am going to pick the Detroit Lions until they win a game. And then I saw this matchup, and I'm like, whoa, you know, I don't know. It's hard for me to, the way they got beat last week, you know, they really have to make some serious adjustments. But one advantage, I would say, is that Jared Goff should know this team. You know, the offense of the Rams have not changed much, and nor has the defense, maybe a couple of personnel here and there. But Jared Goff is the best scout for this particular game here. So, you know what? I'm going to stick with Detroit. I'm going to pick them to win this game. I am going to say that hopefully Dan Campbell was able to fire up Matthew Stafford and say, hey, you know what? Hey, man, you got to step it up. And to go into SoFi Stadium on Sunday and get a win would just be unfreaking believable. And it could happen. I mean, this is just not your typical, hey, the Rams are better than Detroit matchup here. We know that. But this is more about Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford. And everyone, including myself, we have said that, oh, yeah, the Rams got the better end of this trade. And the record proves that. And you look at the stats from Matthew Stafford. Good Lord, he's just balling out here. Last week, 4 touchdowns. He had a pick, but he still finished with 128.7 quarterback rating. I mean, you know, he is just on fire. Now, Goff, you know, like I said, and I'm trying to figure out what was it that Dan Campbell had to get on him. He had 202 yards last week, had 2 touchdown passes, 95-plus quarterback ratings in 2 of his 3 road starts this season. So that's commendable, I guess, if you look at that. And I just think they're going to have a big game. I just think they are going to be fired up. And, will it hurt the Rams? Probably not, other than it's an NFC matchup. And I know they got to keep pace with the Dallas Cowboys, got to keep pace with the Green Bay Packers, and they got to keep pace with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that NFC. Is this, you know, the picture's somewhat clear in the NFC. And I know that the Rams are not just going to lay down and lose this game here, but I just see all the reasons, all the right reasons in the world for Jared Goff to go in there and have one hell of a game. Now, if they come out of there 0-7, I don't know. I don't know what else I could say, you know, to help them get a win. So anyway, we'll see. So we'll stop right here because we don't have a full schedule for week 7 of the National Football League. Like I said, the bye week is pretty extensive there. So if, you know, the Bills, Cowboys, Jaguars, Chargers, Vikings, Steelers all have a bye week. So, man, there's going to be some serious scouting going on, okay? But, hey, the players deserve to get that bye week and refresh and get that time out. So we're going to refresh too, okay? So we're at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, we'll finish the week 7 predictions and analysis here. You're listening to The Mean Gene Show. Right here on KDWN, 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas. We are back, folks. Once again, you are listening to The Mean Gene Show here on KDWN, 720 AM, 101.5 FM, Las Vegas, getting you ready for week 7 of the National Football League. I have made my selections for the first half of the games, and we are just going to go and recap what I have selected. But before we do that, let me remind you that the show is brought to you by Presidential Limousine by Captain, the only official limousine service of the Mean Gene Show. That means every time I'm in Las Vegas, I use Presidential Limousine. They get me to and from where I need to go, where I need to be. It's always on time. It's with excellent service. So you got to try them for whatever occasions. They have limousines of all sizes. They have those Teslas, which are really, really cool. Of course, if you like the big stretch limos, you like the SUV, the big ones, they got everything over there. So call them 702-410-6057 to make your reservations. And actually, that's the text number. So the telephone number is 702-438-5466. But you can text them, and that's 702-410-6057. They will respond to you right away. But you can also call them, 702-438-5466. The show is also brought to you by the Westgate Las Vegas Resort Casino. Now, if you, most people or guys, it's not even just guys, women. I see a lot of women that hang out at the sports book as well. But one of the best sports book in town, of course, is that at the Westgate, the Superbook. I mean, that place is humongous. You can catch horse racing on the left side. You got tennis, soccer, football, basketball. I mean, right now in October, everything is going on. You got playoff baseball. You got the NBA season that just started. You have the NHL season that just started. So, I mean, there's just so much to do. But if you're going to go and make bets on games, you got to do it at the Westgate. You can make your bets there. Then you can sit in those very comfortable chairs there and watch the game. So I highly advise you to get over there. And if you're looking for entertainment, they have the Soul of Motown. The Soul of Motown, that musical tribute celebrating Motown legends. So that's something you can do as well. For reservations as far as seeing the Soul of Motown, 888-796-3564. Call that number, 888-796-3564, to get you some tickets and kick back and watch a little Motown while you're, you know, waiting for your games to play out and cash in your tickets. Okay. All right. So let's sort of recap here what we did for week 7. I have really went out on a limb on some picks here, mainly the one between the Detroit Lions and the Rams. That is a big game in a sense, not so much from a competitive standpoint, because it's really going to boil down to what Jared Goff is going to do as he returns to Los Angeles to the scene of the crime, as I like to say, where the organization that gave up on him did a trade of quarterbacks. He had one quarterback that's starting his career. Jared Goff has really, I mean, Jared Goff was in a Super Bowl a couple of years ago. Now he leaves the team that he led to a Super Bowl now, and Matthew Stafford has that team. And, you know, Matthew Stafford has some great years in Detroit. As a matter of fact, man, he has some wonderful years there. And you ask Calvin Johnson, the Hall of Famer, the recent Hall of Famer. So Matthew Stafford still has a little bit in the tank. You know, once, you know, Stafford just has not benefited from having good players around him. So now he's got that in Los Angeles. So this is going to be a pretty good game. But Dan Campbell sort of led into his quarterback and said, hey, you know, you got to step up, got to get it done. So let's see. I'm saying, you know, Sunday, that Jared Goff is going to go out there and play better football. And I'm hoping that he gets the win. And I just want to see the Detroit Lions get a win. Now, I know I am in Los Angeles right now, and good thing I'm doing this show, taping it in private right now, so I know a lot of Rams fans won't hear me say this, but I just think hopefully Jared Goff is going to go out there and just really show the Rams that, hey, I'm better than what you thought I was, you know, was, and you shouldn't have given up on me. So let's see. I just think the team is really going to be fired up. So one of the other games, so I picked the Titans to beat the Chiefs. That matchup, I just feel that the Titans are going to just, you know, I know they're playing on a short week. They just beat Buffalo in a nail biter. And, you know, so people have been asking me, what did I think about the play at the end of that game on Monday night? And, you know, should Buffalo hit on fourth and what inches? Or you know, I mean, it wasn't a matter of, you know, I mean, come on. One thing about Josh Allen is that, I mean, you knew he was going to take that chance and try to go for it and give it up to the Tennessee defense for, you know, for stepping up and recognizing the fact that, yeah, we know he's going to try to get this first down or touchdown here. But I think I think Buffalo probably could have did something a little bit different and maybe got someone else in there and maybe a fullback or someone else or, you know, to try to even fool Tennessee. But, I mean, they were just all set in on Allen getting in there and getting it, man. But Tennessee, you know, so that was a defining moment probably in their season. So I just don't know how they would play a hell of a game like they played, you know, offense and defense Monday night and then lose to the Kansas City Chiefs. I know the Chiefs have their own issues going, but I think the Tennessee Titans are going to get the win. They will improve to 5-2, and the Chiefs go to 3-4. They could, you know, be looking mathematically out of the playoffs now. They have beaten the Titans for the past three games. So that's all more reason for the Titans to say no more, no mas. You're not going to come in here and beat us again. And we all know that the Chiefs are not the same Chiefs that we have seen over the last couple of years, and I think they got a little bit of that Super Bowl hangover. That's just me, though. I think they got that. So I picked the Titans in that game. So the other game, I picked the Panthers to beat the Giants on Sunday, and I also picked the Patriots to beat the Jets. I know that's, you know, an AFC. Patriots, just like Aaron Rodgers, have owned the Bears, where the Patriots have owned the Jets, no matter who's at quarterback. They have won the past 11 games over the Jets, and I think Sunday will be number 12. All right, I picked the Atlanta Falcons to beat the Dolphins, which could make things interesting in this rumors about Deshaun Watson going to Miami. And, you know, you got to feel for Tua Tagovailoa now and wondering what's going through his head. Man, this team is ready to give up on me already. And it just really contradicts what Brian Flores had said earlier in the year about when he was asked. I don't think he really come out and said anything. I don't even think he mentioned Deshaun Watson's name at all. But he just basically said, hey, you know, we want high character guys on this team. So he's just sort of trying to say, hey, I really don't want him out here. Or he's making judgment to say that, I don't know if this guy is what we want here. But regardless of what Brian Flores is saying, someone in that Dolphins organization wants Deshaun Watson. And, you know, this is going to be interesting to see how this play out. But, you know, it just, you got to think that it's messing with Tua's head. You know, I mean, this guy's just getting his career going. He suffered an injury, you know, and then you still got Jacoby Brissett there on the bench, you know, that could come in at any time. So let's just see how this thing is going to play out. So many question marks with Deshaun Watson and what his future is really going to look like. But because nothing has really happened to him, he hasn't been suspended, he hasn't been fined, he hasn't, you know, so he's an available quarterback that the Houston Texans have made available. And, you know, so let's just see how that play out. But I picked the Atlanta Falcons to get the win on Sunday. I also picked the Green Bay Packers to beat the Washington football team, even though I know the Washington football team desperately needs a win, because I said it, they need to try to keep pace with the Dallas Cowboys, who are running away with the NFC East. And, you know, the NFC East has been so bad lately that, you know, there's only been just one team out of that division and to get to the playoffs, and that's the division winner. You know, possibly, and then you got so many great teams in the NFC this year, really don't see but one team getting in that playoffs from the NFC East, and that's going to be the Cowboys. But I think the Washington football team, they just want to keep things respectable. But Aaron Rodgers and the Packers at home Sunday, they are looking really good, and I just don't see it. I just don't see how that's going to happen. And I also picked I think I picked the Baltimore Ravens to win. It's just going to be tough. They're also on a roll. Now, I know they do to drop off. Man, I just don't see how that's going to happen. They're at home. They're a tough team to beat at home. Lamar Jackson is having an MVP-like season. So I got to think that there's just no way I can go against the Ravens to win. And this is going to be a good AFC North matchup. So that was my pick there. So, all right, now that brings us down to the remaining games. Then, if you missed it at the top of the last half hour, I mentioned it's week 7, and of course, we have a lot of buys this week. Buffalo Bills, Dallas Cowboys, Jacksonville Jaguars, LA Chargers, Minnesota Vikings, Pittsburgh Steelers all have a bye week. So, we don't have a lot of games to talk about this week. So let's go ahead and jump into the next one. And that is going to be, now I was actually scheduled to go to this game. I decided to take the game, the Bears versus the Raiders instead. But this is going to be a good one. And this is an old Super Bowl matchup, a rematch. The Philadelphia Eagles 2-4 at the Las Vegas Raiders 4-2. I picked the Raiders to win last week. They did well over the Denver Broncos, 34-24. Denver continues to slide. The Raiders gave their new interim head coach, Rich Bisaccia, his first win. And this was highly predictable in the sense that, you know, this is nothing like, I wouldn't say that they're going in a new direction. It's just new voices, new philosophies, new leadership sometimes can do wonders. And also said, because of all the controversy and everything that surrounded John Gruden, and I think the Raiders needed to separate themselves from that. Not saying, okay, the Raiders. Well, really nothing was about the Raiders that happened to John Gruden. It was John Gruden. And I know it's you know, if you're a John Gruden fan, then you're going to take that personal because, you know, you know how much John Gruden loves the Raiders and the fact that, you know, he was the head coach of the Raiders. But I thought, you know, I still think that, you know, the game against the Chicago Bears, the Raiders, at least the players may have just felt or knew something was going to happen, and they just really played a crappy game that game. I just really couldn't explain what I was witnessing there because I knew that team was way better than what they showed against the Bears. And then not to mention the Bears nation, whatever the fan base is called, they just really came in and did a takeover of Las Vegas that weekend. But I said that, you know, one of the quickest ways to get over this type of adversity is to just win games. And they really came out there and got it done over the Denver Broncos, a team that was, you know, a winning team up until just here the last 2 weeks. Derek Carr, 18 of 27 passes, not a statistical great game, but he did have 341 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, had a hell of a quarterback rating, 134.4. And so, I mean, this team is going to be okay. They're going to be at home against the Eagles. The Eagles, a team that's struggling, really don't have any chance of winning the NFC East, and I just think the Raiders can will get this win. I'm picking Las Vegas to win this game to improve to 5-2 because the race in the you know, in the AFC West is interesting. You still got the Chargers, you got Las Vegas, and Kansas City. You know, depending on what happens here this week, I mean, so it's, you know, you can still get two teams are going to the playoffs from the AFC West. Thanks to the Chiefs. And I think the Raiders are still in the thick of this thing. They still have another match date with the Chargers. So who knows how they could still win the AFC West. So that's why every game is critical this late here, or not late, but getting into the season. So the Raiders really need to get this win. And I got the Raiders beating the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know I didn't say much about Jalen Hurts here as he's still, you know, try to get it together. And the first year coach Nick Sirianni is doing his best. It just seems like the talent on this team is just not what they expected it to be. I still think Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback. I don't know what they're going to do to get better pieces around for him in the defense. Still led by Fletcher Cox. He is just one of those guys that's always going to, you know, you're going to hear his name mentioned on a lot of plays there defense-wise. But I just think the Raiders are going to be the better team, and they're at home in that very nice stadium, and Allegiant Stadium. So I got the Raiders winning on Sunday. The next game we have, you're talking about a lopsided matchup here. You got the 1-5 Houston Texans at the 6-0 Arizona Cardinals. Now, I know I could really brag here and just say, hey, you know, Mean Gene, you were just dead on. I said before the NFL season even kicked off this year that my surprise team was the Arizona Cardinals. Just looking at what they acquired in the offseason with J.J. Watt, James Conner, you know, just the year before they had picked up DeAndre Hopkins and Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray. Good Lord, I just, you know, to see all of these pieces come together. And look at this, 6-0. 6-0 in the NFC, and then in the NFC West, you still have Seattle, San Francisco, and the Rams. And this team is just beating people. And last week, I had the Cleveland Browns winning. I just figured, okay, Cleveland is going to slow this train down. Not that it would have hurt them, because it was an interconference game. Arizona could have dropped to 5-1, and it wouldn't have hurt them that much. But, man, they are just steamrolling. So now the difficult task for me is, okay, when are they going to lose? And, you know, they are going to be 7-0 this week. I don't know how in the hell the Texans are going to go in there with a rookie quarterback against that defense and beat Arizona and Phoenix at State Farm Stadium. I mean, let's not even... It just ain't going to happen. I mean, they're going to be 7-0 and one hell of a team. And they're not just winning close games. They are beating people. They beat Cleveland 37-14. They are averaging 30-plus points a game. Their wins are not even close. Kyler Murray last week, 4 touchdowns, 129 quarterback rating. James Conner rushed for 71 yards. I mean, they are just getting it done all over the place. So they will be 7-0 and the talk of the town. And believe it or not, at 7-0, there are some people in this industry that still think they are not the best team in the NFC. Go figure, right? But they're 7-0. I mean, they're 6-0. I have them going 7-0 come Sunday over the Texans. The next game is the Chicago Bears at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, this is going to be a pretty good NFC matchup. The Bears are 3-3, just hanging in there in that NFC North with Green Bay, and the Bucs are 5-1. This game is going to be at Raymond James Stadium. Last week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the previous Thursday, they knocked off Philly 28-22, and then the Bears are coming off a disappointing loss to the Green Bay Packers 24-14, especially after Aaron Rodgers coming to your house and sort of punk you. So you got to play Aaron Rodgers and you got to play Tom Brady this week, two future Hall of Famers. So how will the Bears fare on this one? And this is a defining moment for the Bears. Now, the only thing that's going to be the stat that sticks out there is you got a Tampa Bay defense going up against a rookie quarterback, Justin Fields. So for that reason alone, I have to pick the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win this game. They're going to improve to 6-1. Bears have dropped to 3-4, and they just got to hope that someone, you know, can beat the Packers and they can just hang in there. Just like I said about the NFC East, NFC North could be the same thing. I just don't know how two teams are going to make that playoffs in that division. It could happen. You're going to get that in the NFC West, because I still think the Rams, the Cardinals, and maybe, you know, if Russell Wilson didn't go down, Seattle had a good chance. And we're still going to see what the 49ers do, you know, when they return back from nearby. But right now in that NFC, Tampa Bay is looking pretty damn good. And the Bears, but they've been coasting. But last week was a really close one. But it's just going to be tough for that rookie quarterback to go into Tampa and play against that defense. So I got the Buccaneers improving to 6-1. All right, I think we're down to the Sunday. Yeah, we are down to the Sunday night game. So we just talked about the 49ers. They haven't played since week 5 when they lost to Arizona by a score of 17-10. Close game there in the NFC West. So they are coming from a bye, which, you know, this is always interesting to see teams that, you know, come back from a bye, early bye. I mean, they got a hell of a long season to go. You know, before the playoffs start, but they play in the Indianapolis Colts, and the game is going to be in Levi Stadium. So they get a bye. They had a bye. They're coming off a bye, and they're at home. The Colts last week, they basically practiced against the Houston Texans. They won 31-3. So very interesting matchup here, because believe it or not, the Colts have won the past 4. Now you got to think about who the Colts had at quarterback over these last couple of years with Philip Rivers, Andrew Luck. I wonder if he might have been part of one or two of those wins there. So the Colts have always just been the better team there. So let's see what's gonna happen. Let's see. I got to pick somebody. So I'm going to go with the 49ers. I just think, you know, coming off a bye week, just all indications point to the 49ers and that they should be better prepared for this game and just ready, especially with that loss to Arizona prior to the bye week. So I think they come back and they're prepared, and I think they get the win on Sunday night. This is the Sunday night game on NBC. And now we are down to the last game here, and this is going to be quite a matchup. Not the matchup that we wanted, because we thought we would have Jameis Winston versus Russell Wilson. So we're not going to have that. We're going to have Jameis Winston versus Geno Smith. And this is your Monday Night Football game. The Saints are 3-2. They're also coming off a bye week. They haven't played since defeating the Washington football team in week 5, 33-22. A pretty good game. So I tend to think these teams coming off a bye week, and you're talking about Sean Payton, you know, he's no stranger to preparing and getting his team ready. So the 3-2, even, and they're in the same division with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, so they really cannot afford a slide there to drop to 500, 3-3 with Tampa already 5-1. If they win on Sunday against Chicago, that just increases that margin of lead there. So I think the Saints, and I know I said this a couple of weeks ago, it is so tough to beat Seattle at home in that 12th man. But, you know, they lose last week to the Pittsburgh Steelers in overtime. Geno Smith is not a bad quarterback. As a matter of fact, he's playing a lot better than the old Geno Smith. So, man, I tell you what. You know, I kind of feel like Seattle's going to win this game, but I just don't want to bet against Alvin Kamara, Jameis Winston. The Saints offense is high potent, just like the Seahawks. And I just got to think that Sean Payton is going to have his team ready to go in week 7 against the Seahawks. Now, the Seahawks lose this game on Monday night, they're going to drop to 2-5, and that could almost just do them in. And I don't know when Russell Wilson is scheduled to come back, but they're going to need him back really quick. And I don't know when they have a bye week either, but they're going to need him back to get things going to even have a chance to, you know, to compete in that NFC West, because it's going to be a long season for the Seahawks. But I mean, I'm going to go with the Saints, though. I know I'm going back and forth here, but I'm going to go with the Saints to win this game on Monday night, and let's see how it goes from there. All right, so I think that is it. That is going to wrap it up for week 7 of the National Football League. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you're enjoying all of your sports. I mean, you got so many to choose from now. You still got Major League Baseball. You still got the NHL. You got college. You got everything going on here, and October is just one of the great months in sports. So you might as well enjoy it. And now that things are getting cooler, you can feel fall outside. I think you can probably hear it in my voice with the allergies traveling back and forth and everything. But I am going to wrap up my week here in Los Angeles and get back home. But I hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you back here next week on the Mean Gene Show. KDWN 720 AM 101.5 FM Las Vegas.